Well, at the time, I wasn't working on a Friday. There wasn't so much work. But one of the Marines in London, connected with the reserves, phoned and asked if he could come down for me to do work on his uniform. So I said, give me a time and I will come in for you. So that morning I got up. My husband left for Dover. He was working with Dover District Council at the time. And he said to me, what time are you going in? So I said, as soon as I'm ready, I might as well go in. There's some work there I can do and I'll be there when this gentleman arrives. As I was more or less ready to go, I can't say I heard a bang, but our bungalow shook. I went out, got in the car, went towards the barracks. Why, I don't know. I didn't take my usual route round by the park. I went into the town and up onto the Strand. Traffic was building up. I wound my window down and I said to somebody on the pavement, what's happening? The reply was, there's been an explosion. They think a gas explosion. I proceeded up the Strand slowly and decided I would go off to the left past the yacht club and park. Got out of my car, crossed over the road. At the end of the road was a special policeman who I happened to know. I said, can I go up to the barracks? Yes, he said, but I think they will be closing the road off shortly. I went up to the barrack. I went in the gate. Colonel Dixon was on the phone in the guard room. He looked up and saw me and said, go to your workroom, Mrs. Duffy, if you need to. I could see nothing of what had happened because it was behind the guard room. I went into our block where our shop was situated. The storeman at the time came towards me. I remember he was called Ray, and he'd been a major in the army, and he was now a civilian storeman. He said, Jackie, what are you doing in here? All the civilians have been sent out. So I said, Colonel Dixon has just let me in, Ray. What's going on? Oh, he said, don't you know? He said, there's been a bomb exploded. He said, as soon as I heard, he said, I knew what it was.
And what sort of time was this? The bomb, I think, was about 8:25.
That's right. So this would have been, as I say, I felt the bungalow shake before I left home.
And this was this bungalow?
No, this is in Church Park. So I suppose this would have been about 9:15.
Oh, pretty soon afterwards.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's right.
Yeah.
He said, I've been allowed to stay in because I've got to issue out shovels and things like that. I said, all right, Ray. So I let myself into our shop premises and I just sat down, naturally shocked. And I thought, well, what do I do? And I thought, well, I'm no good with blood and first aid, anything like that. Or any training I had in first aid was a long time previous. So I thought, right. And I got four large carrier bags. I put as much as I could of the work what was in the shop and thought, right. Took it home and worked on it all the weekend. And gradually, of course, we got to know the seriousness of the situation.
You didn't, during that first period, see the damage. But
No,
were you aware people had been killed?
the storeman informed me that he said a lot of men are injured, Jackie. It was the bandsman who'd come into work prior to starting work. He said a lot of men have been injured, but we don't know how bad it is yet, how many, he said, and if you know how many have been killed or whatever.
So by the time you picked up your bags,
yes.
Would have been, what, half an hour on from
about there? Half an hour, I should think.
And presumably by then you were seeing ambulances, fire tenders.
Could hear them coming up the road,
yeah.
Yes. And when I left, I just said to Colonel Dick, sir, I'm going out now, sir. And I told the storeman I was going out as well. And as I say, worked on the work I'd taken away over the weekend, because I didn't know what we would be coming into on Monday.
And presumably by then you were starting to follow it on radio and television.
Oh, yes.
And you knew how bad it had been.
And of course my husband heard it on the radio in the Dover office and said to his immediate boss, "Oh no, Jackie was actually going into work this morning." And his boss said, "Go, John, just go." He came down the Dover Road into level with Canada Road, and there was a special constable. The road was now closed off to public, and he said, "Don't worry, John." He said, "I've seen Jackie. She's all right." He said, "I presume she's gone home." Well, I hadn't gone home. I'd gone round to my sister Monica. She was in Telegraph Road.
Did you know many of the boys who were
Well, I knew
you?
Them all. We'd fitted them all and known them really from when they joined.